Wildcats Run Wild, Wrestling Healthy, and Following the Bouncing Ball. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. In the playoff era, very few teams have averaged over 50 points a game, six to be exact. Well, another team joined that elite group last Friday at Ford Field when Ottawa Lake Whiteford put on an offensive display in capturing the Division 8 11-player football title with a 42-21 win over Saginaw Novell. The finalists from a year ago were not to be denied this time, amassing nearly 500 yards in total offense, with quarterback Thomas Ittner and running back Logan Murphy each rushing for three touchdowns. The win capped an incredible run for the Wildcats, whose senior class was 37-4 over the past three seasons, and Ittner gives all the credit for the wins and the high-octane offense to the big guys on the line.
I'm not surprised that our O-line has worked as hard as they can all year. You know, I don't think they get enough credit as much as our backs do or stuff like that, but that whole offense is all based on the offensive line, so I give them a lot of credit.
And as impressive as the offense was, the Whiteford defense recorded 11 tackles for loss against Novell, with four coming from junior Ian Slick. You can read more about the football finals on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Grand Rapids Catholic Central running back Nolan Fugate, who ran for 306 yards in the Division 4 final against Edwardsburg, 1 yard short of tying the final game record. And in that same game, Edwardsburg running back Nick Bradley tied a finals game record when he ripped off a 90-yard touchdown run. And if you like big plays, that game had six scoring plays that covered 50 yards or more, including a 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Caden Goggins of Edwardsburg. Snacking before a practice or a game can energize a workout. A pre-exercise snack can help settle your stomach and fuel your muscles. Tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
It has often been said that wrestling is the toughest and most grueling 6 minutes in all of sports. It is a sport that requires great dedication, discipline, and conditioning from those that step on the mat. One of the most important parts of the high school wrestling program in Michigan is our weight monitoring program. Prior to the season, every wrestler undergoes a body composition test where the body fat percentage of each wrestler is determined, and based on that data, a minimum weight and minimum weight class is established for every participant. This data provides a safe and healthy plan for kids that wish to move to a lower weight class. This weight monitoring program has made wrestling a safer and healthier sport for every single participant in the state of Michigan.
Thanks, Mark. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The fall season now behind us, we head indoors, where some sports have already been playing games for a couple of weeks, and where the girls and boys basketball seasons will begin this week and next week. You'll be able to watch more basketball than ever before this winter on MHSAA.tv as more schools join the school broadcast program and more schools within the SBP employ Pixalot to cover those games. Pixalot is an automatic production solution from the NFHS network that is used by about 15 schools across the state, with more to come this winter. It uses four high-definition cameras to create an image for home viewers to watch where they can literally follow the action up and down the court. It's great for schools which want a live stream video of their athletic events but lack the personnel to do it. Once installed, all the AD at the school has to do is schedule the games and promote them. That means now that basketball triple headers can be streamed to a school's followers instead of just the varsity game. And the system works for other sports and coverage of non-athletic events. Contact the MHSAA office to learn more about Pixalot. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.